Decoding Education, brought to you by Cedar Hill Prep School. Given the current situation with COVID and with schools, public schools, private schools, weighing the options of whether to start classroom education in September or to provide virtual education or do a blended format, there are many aspects that need to be addressed that relate totally to children and students. So now let's ask two students, what aspects of classroom learning cannot be replicated in a virtual classroom? Now let's hear from sixth grader Sid Nambiar about his perspective of classroom learning.
What aspects of classroom learning cannot be replicated in a virtual setting? I believe the first point brought up are one-on-one discussions. And I don't mean just with friends, I mean with teachers as well. Having one-on-one discussions about anything really, about even a topic completely unrelated to what you're learning, can really be impactful to a person. And it's even more impactful when they're there with that person physically, when they're more connected, when they're in the same room, breathing the same air. It's a connection and it's a type of bond in these conversations that allows us to truly listen to what the other person is saying and comprehend what they're saying and then use that later on. Another thing I believe that cannot be replicated are the facial expressions and the general aura of the classroom. Gives off a certain emotion, gives off a certain, and these feelings, these emotions are so essential to learning because they help students understand the true severity of what's happening, especially in subjects such as social studies, where you're learning about past events and how they influence us still today. In subjects like language arts, when you're learning, say, just how many words there are and how you can use them, or how realizing that those words are so much more powerful than you could possibly imagine.
Now let's listen to Soham Belur, a sixth grader, about how important the social aspect of learning is.
Physical classroom experiences are what we are used to, which now is no longer the norm during the COVID pandemic. Many experiences of the physical classroom, such as collaborative learning, uninterrupted class sessions, easy communication, are lost in a virtual classroom. In the classroom, we learn in many ways. We play educational games, do group projects, and are able to communicate with others while working in a group. Virtual learning has made it very hard to do these things. For example, in my science class, projects at the end of each chapter were extremely fun and helped us relate lessons and concepts to the real world. These projects teach us how to demonstrate concepts and to other people and show our teacher our understanding of it. Now, with virtual learning, we cannot work on these projects hands-on. Instead, we need to continue to watch our teacher carry out the project on our screens. In classes, such as math and social studies, we would play games using the concepts we learned from fractions to Egyptian history. Not only did it test our skills, it was also fun to play these games and learn subjects in different ways. In the physical classroom, the teacher is able to see the entire class and who has their hand up, making it easy between the teacher and students. In virtual learning, however, students have to wait until the teacher has finished talking with another student so that we can ask a question, which the teacher may not be able to get to. While virtual learning is a good alternative, I really miss the aspects of the physical classroom and cannot wait to go back to school and feel normal again.
Stay tuned to hear about executive function skills in children and how to build leadership skills in students.